Hey, everybody. You're listening to President Sean's Rotary Roundabout, episode 34 for week 36 of the Rotary year, March 4th, 2019. Hello, fellow Rotarians and friends. I'm Sean Mullen, president of Club 27, the Rotary Club of Des Moines, Iowa. My year of service as president is for the Rotary year 2018-2019 that began on July 1st. Rotarians are generous folks who support a wide variety of activities to support our community. Another opportunity is coming up on March 29th with the Iowa Wild hockey team. They are offering a discounted Level 100 end ticket for only $15, with $5 being donated back to District 6000's approved literacy program. If you'd like to take advantage of this exciting offer, be sure and reach out to the Iowa Wild's box office by March 1st. I'm honored to welcome fellow Rotarian and past President John Cortesio to Rotary Roundabout this week. As you'll hear, John was born on February 1st, 1938, at Centerville, and has a bachelor's degree from Notre Dame and a JD degree from the University of Iowa. He served in the U.S. Army as the Judge Advocate General Corps, and in 1965 joined the Bradshaw Law Firm, where he continues to practice law and becoming of counsel in 2007. John is the 2000-2001 recipient of the Rotary International's Service Above Self Award for his commitment and leadership on the four-year Simon Estes Project. John and his wife Barbara have four children, and his hobbies include tennis, biking, skiing, and music. Let's hear more from John.
So anyway, we're welcoming past President John Cortesio to Rotary Roundabout. So welcome, John. Visit with us a little bit about your experiences with Rotary, how long you've been involved. I know you're a past president, but maybe share a little bit about your experiences and memories.
I have been a member since 1985. Curiously, I was nominated before I was consulted as to whether I wish to be a member. And the good man, who was a dear friend, who called me and notified me I had been nominated and accepted the membership, informed me for the first time that I had been considered and accepted as a member. So that's how I got it. And I was delighted. I was
what a unique story. Wow.
I thought it was rather unique.
So your other involvement with Rotary, you were past president in
94-95.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So we were visiting earlier that you were thinking that the overall club membership at that time was 380 in that range, something
it
like
was
that?
It was 380 around 1990 or 91. It was 373 mm-hmm. in my year.
Mm-hmm. What other activities have you been involved with in Rotary over the years?
Well, I was a member over the years with several of the committees of the club, and I think from around 380, or big, from about 1985 until 1990, I was a member of the board of directors.
Yeah.
And I was. I was the president of the club at the time we adopted a very elaborate strategic plan. It was the first time the club, to our knowledge, had a strategic plan.
Excellent.
And it had four key result areas. We had members who had met on Friday afternoons and all day Saturdays on like two or three different weekends, came up with about an 87-page strategic plan.
Wow.
One of the key result area of the four key result areas was augment the Rotary Club of Des Moines Foundation. At that time, the foundation had a treasury of $110,000
mm-hmm.
in 1995.
Wow.
And we established a goal of getting it up to $1 million by 2005. And actually, through great efforts, it was brought up to over $1 million shortly after 2000, I believe.
Yes.
And, of course, as just before we started this recent Double the Impact campaign. I believe the treasury was at about $1.6 million.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and the impact that that foundation is having in our community has to make you feel good with the other members who are part of that strategic vision as well, because you can see the impact that those dollars are having throughout the community. And I think that's just a wonderful thing.
They really are, and it enables us to be more forthcoming with funds to support deserving local charities, with our grants, and also better supports our awards for such things as such purposes as the firefighter award and the teachers awards and so forth, as well as student scholarships.
Yeah, well, we're fortunate to be able to offer those to the community, and I think it's one of the hallmarks of our club to be able to support those kinds of efforts and recognize those professionals in our community. I think that's an important thing. So tell me a little bit about your background. Share with some of the Rotarians who may not know you as well as I do, but share with them some of your background and some of your history.
All right, well, my wife Barbara and I were both born and raised in Centerville, Iowa, which is a county seat town about 90 miles south of here, just north of the Missouri border. And I'm a graduate of Centerville High School, as she is. And I went on to college at the University of Notre Dame, received my bachelor's degree there in 1959, then went on to study law at the University of Iowa Law School, and I graduated there with a Juris Doctor degree in 1962. I was going into the Army JAG Corps from there, but there was about a three-month hiatus before I went in, so I worked that summer of 62 as state counsel with the Iowa Attorney General's Office, dealing with criminal appeals for the Attorney General of Iowa. Mm-hmm. Then I went into the Army, first as part of the JAG program, 9 weeks at the Infantry Officer School at Fort Benning, Georgia, then 12 weeks at the Army Judge Advocate General School, which is on the campus of the University of Virginia in Charlottesville.
Oh, yes.
From there to my permanent duty station, which was in Washington, D.C., where I served as a captain in the Army JAG, handling criminal appeals from general courts-martial cases around the world to the Army Boards of Review, which were intermediate appellate tribunals, and to the United States Court of Military Appeals, which is the court of last resort in the military criminal system.
Right, right. So what brought you back to Iowa?
Well, I was a native Iowan, as I've said, and I guess I always had Iowa in my blood. I was always thinking in terms of coming back to Iowa. We selected Des Moines. We had some experience of living, a brief experience living here in 62 when I worked for the Iowa Attorney General. And the Des Moines of today is quite different from the Des Moines we came to in 1965.
Right.
I came to the Bradshaw Law Firm, Bradshaw Fowler Proctor Fairgrave, as an associate, became a partner in 1968, and I was with that firm all of those years and went of counsel with the firm in 2007, and I've been with the firm as of counsel since 2007, so with the same firm since 1965.
Wow, wow. Well, I know one of your interests is music, and I know that you have been an ardent supporter of the Des Moines Symphony, and you've served on their board?
Right, yes, I served on the board of this Des Moines Symphony and also the Des Moines Symphony Foundation, was president of the Des Moines Symphony, later president of the Des Moines Symphony Foundation at one time.
Well, it's a fine organization, and they've blossomed under Joseph Junta and just
really
a
have.
Great job.
I was also on the selection committee as a member of the board who selected him, actually, and referred him to our board as the choice of the selection committee at the time he was chosen. And I was president of the symphony in his inaugural year.
Oh, fantastic. Year. Great. Well, John, it's just been wonderful visiting with you. Thank you for all that you do for Rotary, and I hope friends will take this opportunity to learn a little bit more about you and greet you as well.
Well, you're kind to interview me. Thank
great.
You.
Thank you.
Thanks to John for his time. Our keynote speaker for this Thursday will be Jeff Kars of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, addressing the timely topic of the opioid epidemic. If you know someone who might be interested in this important presentation, please invite them to join you as your guest. Also, our Membership Development Committee will be meeting at 11 a.m. in the Blue View Room. This committee is well underway with executing some of their strategic plan to grow our membership. If you're able, stop by, make up a meeting, and see how you can help us grow membership in Club 27. That's a wrap on this episode of Rotary Roundabout. Please feel free to let me know what you'd like to have featured or other ways I can make this medium beneficial to our club and Rotary overall. And if you're enjoying these podcasts, as I hope that you are, please share and pass them along to others who might enjoy them. Thanks for listening, and as always, I look forward to seeing you around Rotary.